Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Mom Mindset. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another fluffy feel-good topic, hear me out. This isn't just about lighting some candles and sipping chamomile tea, though those things are great too. Self-compassion is a powerful tool for building resilience and nurturing our mental well-being, especially in this crazy world we live in. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate your best friend for messing up, right? You'd offer a kind word, a listening ear, maybe even a shoulder to cry on. Why do we treat ourselves so differently? Today, we're going to explore why self-compassion matters, how to cultivate it in our lives, and most importantly, how it can transform your mental health for the better. Get ready to unpack some powerful insights and leave feeling empowered to be kinder to yourselves. So, what exactly is self-compassion? It's all about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. It means acknowledging your struggles without judgment, recognizing that you're human and imperfections are part of the journey. Ever felt like you were falling apart at the seams, juggling a million things, and then judged yourself for feeling overwhelmed? That's where self-compassion swoops in to save the day. Now let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you embrace self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic. We all have that voice inside our heads, sometimes whispering doubts and criticism. The first step is becoming aware of this inner critic and learning to recognize its patterns. You know those moments when you feel like saying I'm not good enough or I always mess things up? That's your inner critic speaking. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Once you've identified those negative thoughts, it's time to challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our inner critic is based on fear and past experiences, not reality. 30. Practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. Talk to yourself in a compassionate way, offering words of encouragement and support. Remember, you're doing your best and that's enough. 4. Embrace imperfection. Let go of the need to be perfect. Nobody is perfect, and striving for perfection is only setting yourself up for disappointment. Embrace your flaws and imperfections as part of what makes you unique and beautiful. 5. Seek support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can provide invaluable support and guidance on your journey towards self-compassion. Imagine this. You're rushing around trying to get everything done, work, kids, errands, the whole shebang. You spill coffee all over yourself, miss an important meeting, and then realize you left the house without your keys. Talk about a total meltdown waiting to happen, right? Now here's where self-compassion steps in. Instead of beating yourself up for every little mistake, take a deep breath and remember that it's okay. It happens to the best of us. You're human, you make mistakes, and that doesn't define your worth. Now, I want you to try this. Next time you feel overwhelmed or frustrated, pause for a moment and offer yourself some kindness. Say something like, it's okay, I'm doing my best, or this is just a temporary setback. By practicing self-compassion, you can transform those negative moments into opportunities for growth and resilience. So, what are we taking away from this powerful conversation on self-compassion? First, remember that your inner critic isn't always right. Challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with kind and supportive ones. Second, embrace your imperfections. You're perfectly imperfect, and that's what makes you unique and amazing. Finally, don't hesitate to reach out for support when you need it. Remember, self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the foundation for a happy, healthy, and fulfilling life. Now go out there and treat yourself with the love and care you deserve. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.